A senator returns to Washington.
The tributes to John McCain shift to the Capitol.
Music royalty converges on Detroit.
All hail the Queen!
Deadly wreck on a New Mexico highway.
A semi blew a tire and slammed head-on into the bus.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Americans have their focus on two giant figures today. One is John McCain, hailed in Phoenix by former Vice President Biden.
To paraphrase Shakespeare, we shall not see his like again.
Now, CBS's Steve Futterman tells us the scene shifts to Washington.
John McCain's flag-draped casket will arrive at the Capitol this morning. Then, as is tradition, it will be taken up the Capitol steps by military body bearers. It will then be placed in the center of the rotunda. There will be brief remarks by the leaders of the House and Senate, Vice President Pence, Mitch McConnell, and House Speaker Paul Ryan. Then something John McCain would have very much liked, a show of bipartisanship. Together, the Senate majority and minority leaders, McConnell and Chuck Schumer, will lay a wreath near the casket. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Washington.
And in Detroit, CBS's DeMarco Morgan says there was a star-studded send-off last night to the Queen of Soul ahead of her funeral.
More than 40 musical acts paid tribute to Aretha Franklin at Detroit's Shane Park.
We're going to miss her. She was the best singer in the world.
Patti LaBelle and Tyler Perry were among those honoring the iconic singer. During the day, final preparations were underway at Detroit's Greater Grace Temple.
This is not the Grammys. This is not the Oscars. This is church. And we're going to send her out just like she came in.
Bishop Charles Ellis III is officiating the funeral. He grew up with Franklin's sons and still feels her impact here in Motown.
She was your friend. She was your mother. She was your aunt. And we're certainly going to miss that.
The legendary Clark sisters were going through rehearsal when we caught up with them.
She just had an original sound that nobody could really duplicate.
The gospel group is set to perform at the funeral and consider Franklin a friend and an inspiration.
Well, now to New Mexico and a stretch of highway near the Arizona border. It's where a bus and semi-trailer collided, leaving at least seven dead. CBS's Don Daler says investigators indicate a blown tire on the semi may be to blame.
There was one person hanging out the window. Oh, God.
Debris from the wreckage littered this stretch of Interstate 40. The semi-trailer split open, the truck's cab upside down, and in the middle, the shredded shell of the Greyhound bus. Survivors and bystanders turned into first responders.
It was horrifying, like a bus looked like a ripped open sardine can.
Rachel Cunningham was on board the Greyhound bus.
I was literally carrying these people with the paramedics into ambulances.
Thursday's incident shut down part of Interstate 40 for nearly 8 hours as crews worked into the night to clear the wreck.
Well, President Trump's been a frequent critic of the Justice Department and Attorney General Sessions. He's now sending out new warnings that changes could be coming. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In an interview with Bloomberg News yesterday, the president signaled he won't fire Jeff Sessions before the midterm elections. Asked, what about after November? Mr. Trump refused to respond. Later, at a rally in Indiana, he said the FBI and Justice Department had better start doing their job right.
I wanted to stay out, but at some point, if it doesn't straighten out properly, I want them to do their job. I will get involved, and I'll get in there if I have to.
Mr. Trump hasn't explained what he means by that, but in his Bloomberg interview, he called the Russia probe illegal, pointing to the views of some scholars who say the way Robert Mueller was appointed violates the Constitution. Employees of the Justice Department and every other federal agency found out yesterday they won't be getting a pay raise this year. In a letter suspending an automatic 2.1% increase, Mr. Trump cited the nation's fiscal situation. Even as the overall economy has improved, the deficit has ballooned under Mr. Trump's watch, largely due to his tax cuts. Steve?
There are new allegations against NBC, the network that passed on the Harvey Weinstein story before it emerged in print. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
In a New York Times article published Thursday night, Ronan Farrow's former producer, Rich McHugh, said that during the final stages of their report into Harvey Weinstein's alleged sexual misconduct, he was ordered to stand down on the story altogether from the highest levels of NBC, and that Weinstein allegedly called NBC executives directly once he says while he was in the room with them.
At a time when I had spent months and months in rooms with executives saying this is not a story, you know, pack it up, why won't you just give up on this?
In a statement to CBS News, an NBC News spokesperson says in part, the assertion that NBC News tried to kill the Weinstein story while Ronan Farrow was at NBC is an outright lie.
A Los Angeles man who has more than 20 guns at home is charged with threatening to kill journalists at the Boston Globe. 68-year-old Robert Chains accused of making 14 calls to the paper after it led an editorial effort critical of President Trump's attacks on the media. Chain was allowed to go home after agreeing to certain court conditions.
I would like to make one statement. America was saved when Donald J. Trump was elected president.
His next court appearance will be next month in Boston. Colin Kaepernick may be an out-of-work NFL quarterback, but he's about to get some action in court. His grievance against the league is on the move. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Steve, the case will go to trial after an arbitrator's ruling that there was enough evidence to show that NFL owners colluded to keep Kaepernick off the field. He says he's been blackballed because of his refusal to stand for the national anthem. This could be bad news for the NFL.
The last thing I think they want is to have owners sitting in court answering questions about this.
Bob Dorfman is a sports marketing expert.
I would think that they would try to settle this before it goes to court.
And none of this means a definite job for Kaepernick, who hasn't played in nearly 2 years. Steve?
Busy travel day today to start the Labor Day holiday. A trade group says some 3 million people will fly today. Many will take cars. $2.84 a gallon is the average for a gallon of gas. A sister act is about to be renewed at one of the great sporting events in the country.
Venus versus Serena. That has been a marquee matchup in women's tennis for 20 years, and it is about to happen again tonight in New York at the U.S. Open. This will be the sixth time the Williams sisters have played each other in that major tournament, including twice in the final. And it will be the 30th time overall that they've played each other on the tour. The winner will have a good shot at the prize. Number 2 seed Caroline Wozniacki is out in just the second round, joining number 1 Simona Halep on the sidelines. Tom Foti, CBS News.
In Philadelphia, the hunt is on for suspects in the theft of $40,000 worth of rare insects and reptiles. They were taken from the city's insectarium and butterfly pavilion. There's evidence the thieves used staff uniforms to get inside. And that's the World News Roundup. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.